morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Around this time, next hour.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking.
If you were a finalist, Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas.
That's right. We would love for you to win that trip. Fly out there. It's you and a guest, hotel, airfare, and you get to see Justin Timberlake in concert in Vegas.
We'll call our winner this time next hour.
We just can't make this up.
Brought to you by Hardee's. So, one of the craziest things about the U.S. curling team winning gold for the first time ever over the weekend is that the Simpsons predicted it would happen back in 2010.
The USA has won demonstration gold, our first and only medals of these entire Olympics. Kids, open your history books, tear out the pages, and put this indelible Olympic moment in.
USA!
They even got the opponent right. It's Sweden.
That's kind of cool.
That's crazy. And this isn't the first time. Like, I think almost 16 years ago, they predicted that Donald Trump would be president. And there was even, like, a random Nobel Prize winner that they predicted.
Yeah. They've done this multiple times. It's crazy.
I feel like, you know those stories about the time travelers?
Yeah.
I think one of them writes for The Simpsons. I love this story. It's so cute. A 108-year-old man in Canada is named Esmond Alcock, and he has 71 descendants. And that's not even the big story, okay? I think just the fact that he's 108, we should be talking about him. But he has all these descendants, and he just now, for the first time, finally has somebody named after him. His newest great-great-grandson is Esmond Jr.
Oh, boy.
I'm videoing.
Jesus is a grandbaby.
He's lovely.
These kids are all nice-looking.
Can you imagine that? 71, and you just now have somebody named after you. A 51-year-old man in Australia, his name is Glenn, and he drank a whole bottle of whiskey and somehow ended up naked inside a pipe organ. I don't understand. I have no idea what happened.
Things just got a little bit loose.
Why did you get naked?
I can't explain that at the moment. I did have a lot of cheeseburgers to give the homeless. I apologise to all the righteous Freemasons everywhere.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see a shrink and don't drink.
Oh, that's a good idea. We still don't understand exactly how it happened, but it's an 88-year-old pipe organ. It was insured for $1 million, and they don't think it can be repaired, so good thing it was insured. Also, when he was found by cops, he was holding a toy gun and a remote-controlled police car.
That remember, all checks out for me.
Remember, he said it was all because he was handing out cheeseburgers to the homeless. Wow. And speaking of naked people, I love it when Kansas City makes national news, just like we did yesterday when a naked guy on an ATV led cops on a high-speed chase.
Got a white male with no clothes on a yellow ATV that's running from us.
Swear to God, white dude, naked as a jaybird, on an ATV. Running against traffic on I-29. The cops have a rolling roadblock. I swear to God, there's like 12 of them behind us. This dude is butt naked. Holy there's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Wow. This dude is going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars. Because we have so many cops around us. I mean, there's state troopers, KCPD, the sheriff's department, helicopters up,
all in Kansas City.
Wow, according to KNBC, no word yet on his identity or if charges will be filed.
We just can't make this up.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Bring that beat back.
The biggest hits.
Yo.
From the biggest stars.
My station.
Your hits.
Turn it up.
Live here.
I love it.
Justin Duck Bieber.
Major Lazer.
Hey guys, Shawn Mendes.
Woo! Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.